A Midday with Howie Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, CafeBon.com is a Singapore-based e-tailer of specialty coffee from Australia, Japan, Taiwan and Malaysia. They also opened the Bean Shop in Singapore's Millennial Walk Mall last year. But why specialty coffee? Why not just stay online? And is there a market in Singapore for specialty coffee? We find out from CafeBon.com's CEO, Kees Ng. Kees, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, good morning, Howie.
So we did speak to you sometime last year. You are one of those innovative, forward-thinking type startups. You know, you decided, you obviously knew you wouldn't be able to have a lot of people help you out at the beginning, so automate a lot of the back processes, right?
I came with the zero MD previously.
So talk about how you automated some of your back processes. So how's that going so far? The running of your business, so to speak.
For us, since the last time we met, you know, definitely year on year, we have grown quite a lot. You know, we started mid of 2016. Now we are almost 2.5-3 years old. And the thing is that I think it's very exciting as an entrepreneur. You know, how we see we grow our business from zero to one, whereby, you know, we see from just
an
idea. So, I mean, like, from an idea to really see everything in real and to see real customers paying for your products, I think that is very encouraging. I think, and then, you know, when there's a demand, definitely, I think, you know, there's a future for us.
Let's ask that question. Is there a demand for specialty coffee? I mean, you and I, sure, we love our coffee and everything. You and your partner, that's how it all started. You realized the coffee in Australia was just so much better than back here or anywhere else.
Is there, though? I think definitely because just take Singaporeans, for example. You know, a lot of Singaporeans, they like to travel a lot. You know, they visit places like Melbourne, for example. They go to Japan. They go to the US. And a lot of all these places, they have a lot of nice cafes that have that serve great coffee, of course, and have that lifestyle, you know, that promote better food, you know. So not just coffee, there are other things that, because people are more health conscious nowadays, you know, even though you, like myself, you know, I try to exercise, but, you know, really sometimes can't get it, but I try to eat healthier. And specialty coffee is something that it's definitely healthier because usually you don't add with sugar. It's by itself, it's already naturally sweetened in a way by the coffee bean. And of course, if you add with milk, the milk have natural sugar in it and tastes great just, you know, by itself.
Or black.
Yes,
if that's your
course,
preference.
Espresso or long black. So so definitely. And then I think, and by the growth of cafes also, I mean, like, because you educate consumer, whereby to have better coffee. I mean, of course, me personally, my parents, for example, they love the local kopi. You know, that's what they are grown up with. But when I introduce the coffee that I brew, I let them drink, then they have sort of a new... To them, it's like a new thing that, oh, you know, coffee can taste like that. And they like it. So even now, for example, my parents, in the morning, they have a machine at home. And then they don't really go out to kopitiam anymore. They actually use the machine and drink the beans that I sell online on CafeBon.
Fancy. But bearing in mind that you're saying you're reaching out to people who are more health conscious, maybe, who want that whole farm-to-table experience that they get in other countries. How are you, though, reaching out to a new customer base? That maybe don't have this in mind.
Yes. So I think as a startup, because we are up against big companies, you know, like for example, Starbucks, you know.
The large coffee chains.
Yes. And I think from our perspective is that we tell an authentic and personal story to them, for them to relate them to us, you know. Like one of the very, very... thing is that, for example, so not just supplying to their house, whereby they buy online and then for their house. One of the big thing that we are focusing this year is to corporates. So we are already supplying to, of course, Xero, the accounting software company in Singapore. We're supplying to DBS Bank. We have our corporate clients like, for example, some of the biggest creative agencies like Wooderman.
For their pantry.
Yes, for their office pantry. So, like, for example, when we supply to them, and a lot of employees, they love what they drink at work, and they sort of indirect become our customers.
Excellent.
So they will go online and figure out, hey, you know, I want to have more selections, and then online they can buy more.
So it's kind of like an omni-channel approach, if you will.
Yes, but one thing is that for the I think you say reaching out to a new customer base. Also, back to what I said about authentic story, it's about also like one thing is that this year we realized that on a day-to-day basis, even when we run our startup with our team, that there's a lot of processes that we can be even greener and more eco-friendly. So that's one thing that we want to, we are not trying to be social enterprise to do things, but it's really to make little changes to make customers realize that we, hey, you know, we care for them. And then for us, we want to do good and be good. So one of the things is that delivering bags. So we actually, we used to use this black paper bag that we deliver to our customers. Now we 100% replaced with this plastic bag, but it's made of 100% cassava starch. So this bag is made
biodegradable.
Yes, 100% biodegradable. In fact, you can actually melt it in hot water and drink it. So it's that. I wanted to bring and show you that. I just realized.
Good thing you didn't make me drink it. Yeah. I think that might be a tough sell. Yeah. Still,
that is a more extreme in a sense, but that's how compostable it is for that. So that's one of the first steps that we are trying to go in towards that direction.
What about the impression that specialty coffee is chi-chi? How do you make it more accessible? I know you cited the example of your parents who are now converts to your specialty coffee.
Yes. I think one of the things is that as a company, I mean, like to tell that story, for example, is to say that, you know, specialty coffee might be, people might feel it's expensive and it's too inaccessible. I think one thing is that to really test out different ways to promote the products itself. So in our case is specialty coffee, and to see what works and what doesn't work. And that's one of the things that we have been actively doing for the past 2 years. And that's why this year, we focus on the two channels, the online, which is working very well for us, which we have a regular base of customers who buy, we can say weekly, bi-weekly or monthly from us online. And then the other one is the corporate, the offices, you know, they all offices need good coffee. Employee need to stay awake. yes. Yep. So it's really to test out and see what works and really double down the resources to things that works. And that's what we are at that stage at the moment.
One of the other avenues of reaching out to more local people is to bring on local roasters.
Yeah. So I think that's the natural next step for us to have local roasters. So because since we started, we actually represented over 20 roasters from 7 different cities around the world. But having local roasters in that sense, of course, is to add more value to our customers. They're able to have a more larger selection of coffee beans to shop from. But of course, the thing is that our natural next step is that we want to get out of Singapore and to grow the business. I think one thing is that we have tried out Malaysia. It's something that is encouraging for result, but for us, we set sights to make Singapore as a base, but to ship out to different parts of Asia. So,
which parts have you identified?
So definitely the key cities.
Some Southeast Asian countries have a very strong coffee culture as well and their own sort of blends.
Yes.
Might they be receptive to these specialty coffees?
So the past 2 years, in fact, we have a lot of customers. We have wholesale cafe customers, retail customers who email us saying that can we arrange a private shipment to them directly? Because on our side, we only ship to Singapore, Malaysia at the moment. So we definitely see we have customers from Philippines, Brunei, like Indonesia, for example. Even though Indonesia is a coffee growing region in a sense, but they, of course, value different type of coffee. And then consumer, in a sense, they want more variety. And of course, back to what CafeBond.com does is that for the roasters, every roasters have different type of roasting techniques, skills, and also they source their beans differently. Some of them, for example, they source from different region. A lot of them direct trade in a sense, working directly with different farmers. So a lot of them, they have exclusive coffee to them that other roasters doesn't have.
Definitely. This is a really niche market, though, Keys, I've got to say.
Yes.
Do you have advice to other SMEs who are looking to survive and thrive in niche markets?
Yes, I think when we first started, me and my co-founder, Eugene, in 2016, we deliberately sort of choose a business model that we are confident to grow slow but steady. So as opposed to, say, Redmart, for example, you know, since day one, their business model is about scale, it's about having as much products as possible online. But for us, we want to cultivate, that's the business that we feel that we want to be in, but we see a future that we can scale up. So like corporate offices is one thing that, you know, just last month alone, we closed over 10 customers, coffee customers.
That's very encouraging.
Just 1 month alone. As a small startup, there's only 6 of us in the team.
Yeah.
You know, it's very encouraging. So that's one thing that I think with the resources that we have, the manpower that we have, I think we want to grow towards that direction. That's why we choose that market. And personally, of course, you know, I love coffee a lot myself. And
so inspiration and passion enough to fuel a company within a niche market,
yes.
You feel?
And I think when you first start a business in that sense, we should look long-term. It's not just a 1-2 year thing. Like, for example...
Not a sprint, yeah?
Yes, because like, when we first started in 2016, at that period of time, you know, there's a lot of startups came out in Singapore. I can say like out of 10, now 8 is gone. You know, 8 to 9 is gone. And I think that's why it's a long-term thing to build the business, to build the customer space and everything. So that is something that we really want to focus on, and we deliberate, as I mentioned, to choose that business model.
Were you ever afraid though, Keys, that you might go the way of those other 8 as well?
So I think one thing is that for now, for example, as we are really focused on sales. I think that's a very important thing. I mean, sales in terms of, because that's what fits the company,
the
you know,
the
growth
revenue,
and whatsoever.
Yes.
And I can sort of answer to my investors also. I think I can confidently, if I need more growth, I can raise more money. And with that, you know, it's very important. So focusing on sales growth is very important for us at this stage of our company.
CafeBond.com is where you can find them. We've been speaking with Keys Ng, who's CEO there. Keys, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.